Blog Talk Radio.
I'm going to talk to you today. Salaam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Good job, Khalis Dineski. Welcome back, everybody, to Indigenous Voice of the People. This is your host, Jibril Salaam. Sean Bear Abdullah Amin Bey. And Tanuka Glue High Money. The independent Saligi Nation, the independent Lakota Nation, and the Strong Heart Warrior Society. Once again, we're back on Indigenous Voices of People. Another fabulous show. Last week we had a real good show. Everything went pretty well for us last week, and we're going to try it again this week. We're having a little audio difficulty. Hopefully they'll have it ironed out here in a second. But we're just trying to bring things back into scope. Well, we start our show off every week with a prayer, and we end with a song. We give thanks to our Creator for making this opportunity for us to be able to reach out to our people, our loved ones, and all of the people across Turtle Island. Once again, Indigenous Voices of the People. We do implore the people to call in, 657-383-1630. 357-383-1630 is the number. And we hopefully have some call in tonight. We have some guests in the studio, and we have some people that are supposed to call in. And hopefully we'll have a great show again. So we're going to start it off with a prayer and get things rolling here so we can discuss the issues going on in Indian country. Okay, we're going to kick this off with a prayer and get rolling. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد نبي أمي وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين أستغفر الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه سبحانك رب العزة أما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Okay, we're going to get started here. And one topic we want to bring up is that we talk about so much on our show is the most important thing for a human being is to be free, to be live within the structure of freedom, and then the independent structure of freedom is called independent self-determination. When one is self-determined, he determined his own path. He determined his own way. And everyone who comes from a tribe, a clan, a nation, they have what's called extended kinships, relatives. And one of the great things of having a relative is that the Creator, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, he said, do not ties, family ties. And one of the great deeds that one can do and express of that freedom and independence is to make peace amongst people, to bring people together, to put people in a perspective of being together, to being close, to being a close associate. The human being is a herd animal. He's a herd creature. He wants to be with the group. And the way we were created, that the blessing of life is to be amongst the family circle. This is the nucleus of a society. It starts from the family, to be together. What holds the family together is the matriarchal system, the mother, the grandmother, the great-grandmother. This is how the family perpetuates itself. This is how the society perpetuates itself, through the mother. Without the mother, there would be nobody. And in all of the scriptures of any holy text, they always emphasize the mom. When you look into any society and their traditional ways, the circle, the sacred circle, is always surrounding the mother, the womb. Reverence the womb that bore you. Without the mother, there is no life. There is no society. There is no town, no city, no country, no continent of people, unless is surrounded by the perpetuation of the female. Everything is created in a balance, a male and a female. The sun is the male, the moon is the female. Everything is tandem in creation, dual, plural, or opposite, or multiples. Only one thing in the entire universe is singular, and that is the Creator Almighty. Is the only thing which is singular. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we want to express that topic in the open intentment that we appreciate and we will give thanks to all of our mothers, all of our grandmothers, all of our great-grandmothers, and all of those females across the country who birthed, nurtured, raised, and fostered mankind, humanity. So many different divisions in the life through colonialism, prejudice, supremacy, all these different social ills which bring about division. And we have an open enemy amongst all of us, and that's the evil which dwells inside of those attributes which are of ill intent, of ill preference. So for one to be successful in this life and in the afterlife, he has to have pure heart, pure intention, the heart being the seat of the spirit, of the soul. If you purify one's body, you purify one's mind, purify one's soul, one's spirit, then that person is a whole, and he is of value to the whole of humanity. Because he will speak great words, good words. He will do good actions indeed. He will flourish throughout the land. Why? Because where he go, what he speak, what he do, how he transact, how he communicate will be beneficial for people. So on that topic, freedom and independence is something that you are born with. When you came from your mother's womb, no papers, no documents, no anything came other than you yourself. And in the womb, Creator wrote about four matters of this human being who come into this life. His provisions, how much air he will breathe, how much water he will drink, how much food he will consume, how many footsteps he will take, whether he will be successful or unsuccessful, happy or unhappy, whether he will be a good one or a bad one. That portion of it is left up to the individual in the realm of limited free will and choice. Yet some of the life is involuntary, where you don't have control. The digestive system of the human being and the other creatures, once they eat it and it passes the throat and enters the esophagus and goes down to the stomach, you no longer have control over how long it takes to digest, how it is processed, what time it's going to eliminate, although that depends on three functions. The life, the human body depends on three functions, liver function, digestion, and elimination. Yet these are actions and functions which we have no control over in our limited free will and choice. Some things are set, all things are set in a measure by the great creator, Honorable God. And there's no way to get around these things. And every creature was born free. No one has the right to enslave another. No one has the right to oppress another. No one has the right to perpetrate tyranny or terrorism over another. Everyone is free and independent in his choice to determine his walk of life. Although the great creator, subhanahu wa ta'ala, has given us a road, a law, a way of life, he gives every tribe a song. He gives every tribe a prayer. Every tribe, every nation has a direction. And that direction and that purpose is the purpose that the creator created them for, to prepare for that ultimate return back to the creator. In this life, you have, in our country here in Turtle Island, we have children hungry. We have people homeless. We have so many social ills, especially to the native people, because of tyranny, and those things must come to an end. And the only way they can come to an end, if we stand up and we implement our freedom and independence. Who la ilaha illallah tuflihun. There's none worthy of your praise other than the great creator. This is the pure sense of it. So we welcome the people to explore this, to listen to this, and to engage. And I'm going to turn it over to my brother, Amin Abdullah El-Bey Strongbear, who will elaborate on the issue of freedom and independence.
So one caller on the line, so we need other callers to call in, you know, because, you know, this is your show, people, and this is why we took the show back up, because y'all calling in and asking for the show to be reedited, and that's what we've done. So call in and let us know what you're concerned. And, you know, it says that if you do not search your independence, you have no independence. So no one knows who you are, so you let them know who you are. So, and not unless you want to be a slave and keep on being a slave, then that's how they're going to treat you. You know, because they got you, they got you categorized as one, you know, as a slave of the United States, a slave of a citizen of the United States, and a slave of the state you're in, and also the county you're in. So to work that bond, you must tell them who you are, that you are independent. You're independent of them, and they have no right over you because you're governing yourself. So if you want to stay like that, then it will treat you like that. But if you want to be a free, independent, individual, live human being, then you must let them know that's who you are. You're not the product. You're not the slave. But you're a free individual, living human being. That's what they're saying. We ask y'all to call in so we can hear what your topic is.
I want to ask you a question, I mean, on the topic of the freedom and independence. Water. Water is something that the people pay for. We buy bottled water. We pay water bills. I think it would be safe to say that to charge people